it was a very difficult game, you know, in a lot of ways. The conditions made it a very messy night. You know, we were, I suppose, we were coming in on a hiding to nothing. People were writing for man off, left, right and centre. The fact that only, you know, they had only started late and things like that. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a far more difficult, you know, assignment than that. You know, they have a couple of very, very good players. They have their, I think, they've 8 or 9 men there with Macquarie Cup medals. So they are decent footballers. And, you know, you have to say the 2 goals were quite fortuitous, you know, the way they developed. Fair play to Kieran Brennan, he got up the field really, really well, and, you know, and you got to compliment the man for doing that, and he got his rub of the green. But, you know, from a man perspective, they would have, I suppose, feel that the 2 goals were fortuitous, and had they not gone in, it was a very different game at half time and it had a very different complexion. But I think it was more workmanlike on our behalf than I suppose in any great quality. And, you know, we got the scores at really crucial times, and, you know, Patrick was in good form. He kicked some great points up front, and he showed well for the ball. And, you know, Ryan drove well, very well from the back, you know, despite being man marked. And so, as I say, I think it was more about hard work than any great flair or quality.
Yeah, you played like a team that were nervous and under pressure at the start, because you were very, 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 very nervy early on.
Yeah, we were, you know, and, you know, we lost the keeper before throwing as well into the bargain. He got injured in the warm-up and, you know, things like that, you know. And at the end of the day, these are only young fellas. You know, there's fellas in there, you know, 18, 19 years of age. There's 2 or 3 leaving certs in there, 4 maybe, actually, in fact. You know, so they, you know, that's Hugh McFadden's first championship game for at inter-county level. And, you know, the fact he's a senior player, people expect so much of him. You know, Ryan McHugh's still he's still such a young lad, you know. Owen McHugh, these boys are young, you know. It's a big stage, there's a crowd out there, you know, bigger than what most of them would have played in front of before. So, you know, there'll always be nerves. And, you know, the fact that you get in such hot favourites as well, I suppose, does add a bit of pressure to it. And, you know, and playing at home even adds a bit of pressure compared to going away, as we would have done in previous years. So, look, we're happy enough to get over the line. It was,
how did the loss of Darragh O'Connor upset your plan?
The loss of Darragh O'Connor is very, very disappointing development, you know, and what we would feel is very, you know, unnecessary circumstances. You know, for this campaign, we have had Darragh for 40 minutes of 2 matches and 1 training session since we started last July. I know the Inishowen colleges have had, I think, similar 1 training session and perhaps 2 games or something around that. You know, we've been very mindful of Darragh O'Connor the whole way through, and his history of injury, you know, was always going to always caused us a concern, considering the workload that he was going through, and having to be put on the situation of playing the potentially 3 matches in 4 days, you know, it was always a situation that was, you know, fraught with danger. And unfortunately, you know, both ourselves and Inishowen suffered for it. And so, look, he's a very young lad, he's only 18, he's having a lot to deal with, and, you know, we just hope that he's able to make a recovery in time for the quarter final.
And your issue is with the GA, I suppose, really, is in terms of the way the calendar is laid out, and under 21 seems to be just thrown in at any old time of the year.
Well, I do have, you know, I've expressed that many times, that I feel this situation is untenable. You know, I think the FRC have mooted a scenario whereby one of their proposals down the line is whereby under 21 players cannot participate in a senior squad until their county is out of the under 21s. And, you know, it's something similar to what the college has done a few years ago when the freshers were stopped from playing Sigerson. You know, I think the situation's got to come to that. Like, these boys are expected to play college football, National League, McKenna Cup and under 21 championship all within the space of a couple of months. And it's just a ludicrous, you know, a scenario. And, you know, the Darragh O'Connors of this world are going to be the losers, and, you know, people are going to break down. You know, these are very, very young fellas, you know, they're having an awful lot to deal with, and, you know, they're you know, it's just causing difficulty in a lot of strands. Yeah. You know,
2 weeks time, you have 2 week game now in 2 weeks. Will, what's the situation for that?
Well, it's going to be very touch and go. You know, the medical advice we're giving them, that it's just an overuse injury, and that he just needs time to recover. It's a hamstring. It's a hamstring injury. It's an acute hamstring strain, I believe. So he's going to need time to recover, and he's very much touch and go for 2 weeks' time. So, you know, that's a massive disappointment for someone.
And what happened to Kevin McLaughlin?
Kevin McLaughlin tore a groin muscle in the warm up. you know, out on the back pitch here. You know, he also played on Monday, you know, so, you know, we think of Youngful as being, you know, fit and hale and hearty and able to do this, but, you know, the reality is that they're not. You know, these are big games. That was an Ulster final on Monday. You know, this is the first in Ulster Championship. Kevin has never played any county football before either, you know, and they're big, big games. And, you know, as you get back to the Irish situation, you know, there's a National League match, an Ulster final, and Ulster Challenge match in 4 days. You know, it was a huge ask for a Youngful that's doing his leaving cert, and, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation. We feel that's, you know, that's just very disappointing.